From Tidbits on August 25th, 2014, this is Search in Private with DuckDuckGo by Josh Centers. Of the unexpected announcements at this year's Worldwide Developer Conference keynote, one in particular stuck out for me. In iOS 8 and OS 10 Yosemite, Apple offered DuckDuckGo as a search engine option in Safari. This has been near the top of my own Apple wish list for years, so much so that I even sent Tim Cook email about it. In the past, the only way to use DuckDuckGo with Safari was to install the DuckDuckGo Safari extension on the Mac, or to use the DuckDuckGo app in iOS. But let's rewind a bit. Just what is DuckDuckGo? DuckDuckWhat? Founded in 2008 by Gabriel Weinberg, DuckDuckGo is an internet search engine, and alongside Bing, is one of Google's few remaining competitors. The more technical of you might be interested to know that the DuckDuckGo search engine is written in Perl, programming language that has largely fallen out of favor with coders, but is tough to beat for text manipulation. As for the silly name, it's a takeoff on the kids' game DuckDuckGo, but Weinberg said, really it just popped up in my head one day and I just liked it. It is certainly influenced slash derived from DuckDuckGoose, but other than that there is no relation, e.g. a metaphor. DuckDuckGo is the mom and pop shop of search engines. While Google has 49,000 employees, DuckDuckGo has 10. Until 2011, Weinberg was running the whole show. And as you'll see, DuckDuckGo is used far, far less than Google or even Bing. For years, DuckDuckGo was about as bare bones as a 21st century search engine could be, but that changed with a redesign this year, which brought a fresher look, image search, image and video previews, and many of the other amenities offered by Google and Bing. So other than hipster cred, why would someone use such a tiny little search engine? In a word, privacy. DuckDuck secret. You might think of Google as a search engine company, or a cloud service company, or a mobile operating system company, but in reality those efforts are all designed to funnel into Google's real business, displaying advertising. The vast majority of Google's revenue comes from advertising. Advertisers rely on Google because it provides highly granular targeting of ads to ensure that only the most interested potential customers see them. To accomplish that, Google gathers as much data as possible about you. As much as Google is working to provide you with compelling services, the company is also packaging you up to sell to advertisers. To Google, you're both customer and product. Conversely, DuckDuckGo's slogan is, the search engine that doesn't track you. It has the simplest privacy policy in tech, written in plain English. DuckDuckGo does not collect or share personal information. What exactly does that mean? First of all, unlike most search engines, DuckDuckGo tries to prevent web administrators from seeing the search terms that brought you to their websites. That may be valuable to administrators for search engine optimization, but comes at the cost of your privacy. Also, unlike other search engines, DuckDuckGo doesn't store a log of searches, nor does it employ tracking cookies, unless you want certain settings saved across sessions, and even then the cookie doesn't contain personal information. DuckDuckGo's commitment to privacy is once seen as kooky, but it's now paying off. After Edward Snowden's initial June 2013 revelations about NSA mass surveillance, use of DuckDuckGo has skyrocketed, relatively speaking, with direct traffic jumping from 1.75 million searches per day before Snowden to nearly 4 million searches per day within a few months. Today, DuckDuckGo serves nearly 5 million direct searches per day, which worked out to 159 million direct searches in June 2014. When you include API searches and bots, DuckDuckGo's June 2014 search traffic topped 617 million searches. That's still vanishingly small compared to Google and even Bing, but it proves that there is a demand for privacy, even if it is a niche desire. Why wouldn't you want a more private search engine? Because you trade privacy for better search results. DuckDuck downsides. Google collects the ridiculous amounts of data in order to connect you to the content you want and advertisers to you. This practice is demonized by some, but I consider the relationship between the user and Google to be more symbiotic than parasitic. Google Search is an invaluable service provided at no cost to you, and you'd be hard-pressed to find anyone outside Redmond who denies that Google has the best search engine available. Part of the reason for Google's excellent search results is that Google collects your preferences and usually can predict what you want. DuckDuckGo does not do that, and its search results suffer. For instance, if I search for tidbits on Google, this fine publication is the first result, because Google knows me well enough to understand that's what I want. DuckDuckGo lacks that information, so we're number 4 there. That's a small example, but Google, thanks to Google News, is also much better at quickly gathering breaking news. When I see an event blowing up on Twitter, a quick Google search often pulls me into the loop. DuckDuckGo is more hit or miss. Deciding between Google and DuckDuckGo comes down to whether you want better search results or more privacy. The choice is yours. Fortunately, it doesn't have to be an either-or decision. DuckDuckGo provides powerful tools that enable you to search hundreds of other websites as well. DuckDuckGo tips and tricks. Besides privacy, the other staple of DuckDuckGo is the bang search. To search using another website or search engine, you append an exclamation mark and a text shortcut to a search. Here's an example. Let's say I search DuckDuckGo for iPhone 6, but don't like the search results. I can add a bang G to the end of that search, instead turning it into iPhone 6 bang G, which sends the search to Google instead. Most bangs are obvious, so if you wanted to search Google images, you'd use bang GI. Here are the main bangs I use on a regular basis. Bang G for Google, bang GI for Google Images, bang GN for Google News, bang YT for YouTube, bang A for Amazon. Those will get you started and are easy to remember, but there are thousands more in the full list. You can also search Apple's website, Ars Technica, Boing Boing, Best Buy, eBay, GitHub, Gmail, and just about any site you can think of. There are many other neat DuckDuckGo tricks. I am learning more all the time. For instance, searching for weather brings up a clean, minimalist forecast from forecast.io. Search stopwatch to pull up a stopwatch app. Here's a cool one. Type password 20 strong to generate a random 20-character password. There's some other handy tips that make use of, and there's a full list linked to in the article on our website. So what's the point? You may be thinking, if DuckDuckGo's results aren't as good as Google's, then why bother? For me, there are two reasons. First, even if I end up sending my searches back to Google half the time, that's still half as much data as Google would have collected from me otherwise. Again, this is a trade-off. In theory, my personalized search results at Google suffer a bit, but I retain control of some of my online privacy. Second, I've become addicted to the bangs to search my most used websites without needing any platform or app-specific tools. Once you learn the DuckDuckGo bangs you need, you'll be set, whether you're browsing on your iPad, iPhone, or Mac. So why is Apple integrating DuckDuckGo into Safari? I think that's obvious. Apple and Google aren't exactly chummy these days, and Apple is looking to replace Google or offer alternatives in every possible way in its devices. I wouldn't be shocked to see Apple purchase DuckDuckGo or create its own internal search engine, though there's nothing to indicate that Apple is considering such a move. Even given Apple's cold war with Google, the integration of DuckDuckGo was a surprise. Just a few months ago, Daring Fireball's John Gruber implied that DuckDuckGo probably didn't have enough money to offer Apple in order to be integrated into Safari. Frankly, I was surprised too, but adding DuckDuckGo makes perfect sense. It's a way for Apple to become less reliant on Google. It's a nice chip to back up Apple's claim of superior privacy, and it's yet another option for users, something Tim Cook's Apple seems happy to provide. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by CrashPlan, Smile, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.